machlokes tan amaroyim if kriyishma is deraisa or dabanan. We paskin kriyishma is deraisa. We paskin like Rabbi Loza, not like a view of Shmuel. That's how Shulchan Aruch paskins, and most of Shulchan paskin like that. This week the discussion is more if once it's deraisa, what in kriyishma is deraisa? Is the entire kriyishma deraisa or only parts of it? The Rashi and the big machlokes amongst the Rishonim, what halacha is? Shita is a Rashi. The Rashi in our Gemara, Daf Gimel Beis, and Shita is a Rashi says the same thing as well. Is that only the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? That is Kriyat Shema. Like the Gemara says, that's Kriyat Shema of Rebbe Danasi. That's what Rashi paskin. That Rebbe Danasi and Shir stopped him when Shir covered his eyes and said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because that is the only part of the Raisa, and because that's the only part of Kriyat Shema of the Raisa, that was the only chelik of Kriyat Shema that was sufficient for him to stop learning for. To be mekayim the mitzvah, but anything beyond that is not the rice. It's only the abonim. So since it's only the abonim, Rebbe Danasi was not mafsik in shir to say anything more. Azoi halt the Rashba. Shita Hashniyah. It's the second shita. Shita's Rashi. Rashi and that Beis. Famous shita's Rashi. Second Rashi. Third Rashi. Chas. His Rashi holds that according to the shita that says that you could say Kriyat Shema after plag. You don't have to wait till after taste to start saying Kriyat Shema. Zok Rashi, so what about the fact that I have to say after taste? Zok Rashi, he says, "Lufika chayv aleinu lekroisim mishitichoshich." You're mechuyev to repeat Kriyat Shema when it comes dark. How? Well, because parasha rishayna she'adam kairu al mitasa yaitza. The person says the parasha rishayna, but Kriyat Shema al mita, which is referring to parshas v'ahavta, the entire parasha rishayna. A person is now mekayim the full mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in its completion. He said it. He said it with the brachas after plag, and now he's repeats the first parasha, which is the Raisa, by Kriyat Shema Lamita. It's Mefurish and Rashi that not just the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Echad is the Raisa, but the entire first parasha. And as I said, Ben Yoni and our Gemara, Ben Yoni and our Gemara at length goes through a bunch of Raisa, that the whole first pasuk parasha of Ahavta is the Raisa. What are you going to do with the fact that the Gemara says Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekenu, Shema Echad, Zu Kriyat Shema, Shabbat Yudah Nosi, and that all he did in Shir was cover his eyes and say Shema Yisrael? Zok, Rabbi Yoina, he didn't just say Shema, he said the entire parasha. He said the entire parasha of Vilhafta. It's got a Pella, like we saw, the bring from Yashav, that he said it. I understand something. The Gemara says that Rav asked Reb Chiya, he said, Loi Chazina Leil Rebbe, the Mekabalim Omach Shemaim. I never saw Rebbe Mekabalach Shemaim. So he answered him that whenever Rebbe covers his eyes, he's saying Shema. If he said the whole parasha, of course he saw him because it takes a long time to say parasha. If he just said on pasuk, then so it's a shul shver pshat abul ma'isa to answer that gemara. But in the held gemara wasn't just referring to the first pasuk; it was referring to the entire parasha. Those are two shitas. Shita number three is the shita of the pichadish. The pichadish says that not just the parasha of Vehafta is the raisa, but including in that is the parasha of Vehoyin. Both parashas are kriyishma the raisa. Why? It says v'shachu v'chukum echum both parashas. Says you have to say b'shachov kumechem both parshas mashman both these parshas are the raisa the same way the entire parsha of Ahavta is the raisa so to the entire parsha of Ahavta is the raisa. He brings many raisas. One of the raisas will just speak out. He brings that there's a gemara that discusses the mishnah really Rishuv ben Karach and the mishnah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We didn't see it, but the mishnah discusses what's the order of the parshas. Why should you say Shema? The mishnah says you say the parsha of Ahavta Shema and Ahavta before the parsha of Ahavta because you have to have kabbalas omach shemaim before kabbalas omitzvus. First parsha. Is Ol Malch Shemayim and the next parasha is Mitzvahs. In fact, if the first parasha is the Raisa and the second parasha is the Rabbanon, then what's the discussion? Of course, the Raisa becomes before the Rabbanon. Elamai, both parashas and the Raisa, Sai, the parasha of the Haftan, and Sai, the parasha of Hoya, are both equally the Raisa. That's why there's a discussion why one comes before the other, because since they're both equally the Raisa. Grazer Shag Sai, who vehemently argues on the Shifas Bichadosh and he holds on only the first parasha of the Raisa, not the parasha of Ahavta. It says that where do you get that from? Even though it makes sense that the Raisa should come before the Rabbanon, it's logical, and everybody nodded their heads when I said it. Makes a lot of sense. Abba Lamaisa, he says, you don't have a makar for that. It's just because the Rabbanon could come before the Raisa. One's the Raisa, one's the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon comes before. He has to explain to you, even though one's the Rabbanon, one's the Raisa, Rabbi Shimon Karach has to say, why the Raisa comes first? Because it's Kabbalah of Shemayim. Just because it's the Rabbanon, it means it comes second. You don't have a makar for that. It's logical, but there's no makar. But the Shangsai explains in the Shittas Pichadosh. Let me just speak out before that. The Mishnah Berurah is Machriya in Shulchan Aruch, because one of the Shittas that just the first pasuk is the Raisa is the Shittas HaTur. The Tur brings down famous, everybody knows, by davening, there's a Kriyat Shema, you could say Shema and Karbonis, right? Shita Zishma. The Torah brings down Shita Zibhuda Chassid. Zibhuda Chassid didn't just say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, he said Baruch Shem as well. Why did he say Baruch Shem? Zakta Beis Yosef. The reason is because he said maybe he'll be nervous that the Davening will Shlaptzich and he'll miss the Zman. So he wanted to say it now Bezmanis. So why did he say Baruch Shem? Because Baruch Shem is signifying that I'm not just saying Shema to signify the Fikachan after Chayavim. It's when I say Baruch Hashem, I'm signifying that I'm being mechavim for the mitzvah of Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. So there's a concept, it's called Kriya Shema Rehuda Chosid, which means that you want to say Kriya Shema early in the beginning of davening to make sure that you make the Zman. Zok, the Mishnah Berurah, in Kain, if you're machmer like Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi, so then you can't just say Shema and Baruch Hashem, you have to say Parashah V'Ahavta also, because that's entirely the Raisin. The Raisin has to be before the Zman. And he says, if you want to be machmer like the Pichodesh also, you should say Vahoya, and maybe even Vayemer. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Lahaloch, if a person comes late to if a person comes to davening and he's nervous that they're going to miss the Kriya Shema, that they're going to say what the brachas is going to be after this man, when he says Shema in the morning, by Lefigach, he should say all three parshas. He's machri, Lahaloch, like, and that's how most people assume the halacha is, Lahaloch, you should be machmer, that all, both parshas and even parshas of Vayemer, we're going to discuss that, we'll be discussing that soon, that even the parshas of Vayemer could be his derisa. Now the Shangas Ayah, when he brings down the Pichadosh, he explains it a certain way. The Pichadosh says that both Shema, both the Hafta and Vahoyah Deraisa. Zok the Shangas Ayah, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is that these two parshas are really separate mitzvahs. The Nama Akiv Zeh Zeh. They're completely unattached mitzvahs. Why? The Tari says B'shachul Kamecha Parshas Vahafta, and the Tari says B'shachul Kamecha and the Parshah of Vahoyah. So there's two mitzvahs to say Shema and Vahoyah. Technically, you could say one at 7 o'clock in the morning and the other one at 9. The two mitzvahs. One mitzvah to say Shema every day, the complete parasha of Shema, one mitzvah to say the complete parasha of Vahoyah. And there's a tremendous nafkamina halacha. There's a halacha in Simon Tzamech Hei. The person is masik in the middle of Kriya Shema. It's Mechleges Ramah and Mechaber Grada, but the Ramah paskins that if you're masik, if you're masik, the shir, kedei ligmar is kula, if you're masik, if you wait the shir that it takes to say the entire Kriya Shema, in between parashas, or even in the middle of a parasha, then you have to start again from the beginning. That's how the Ramah passes. If a person stops, spaces out in the middle of Kriya Shema, and it takes the length of to say Kriya Shema, he has to go back to the beginning. Zokter Meishan, Ingris Meishan, or Chaim Chelik, Hei Simen Dalet, says, like this Pichadosh, it's going to come out a tremendous nafkamina halacha, that the person, if he's in the parasha of Vahoya, only has to wait the shear of Vahoya, because Vahoya and Shema are two separate parashas, and two separate mitzvahs, the way the Shagas is understanding Pichadosh. V'Hafta is one mitzvah, and Vahoya is one mitzvah. If Kriya Shema is one mitzvah in its entirety of the Raisa Bon, whatever it is, but it's one mitzvah, so then you have to cheshbon the amount of time it takes to say Shema and Vahoya. Shema, Vahafta, and Vahoya, because it's one extended mitzvah. Oh, but since the way the Shagas is understanding Bichadish is that there's a mitzvah of Parshas Vahafta, and there's a mitzvah of Parshas Vahoya. So if the shear that you're going to have to use to say that is too long of a hefsik and that requires me to go back is not the shear of what it takes to say Vahafta and Vahoya. It's just each one is the separate mitzvah, so each one has a separate shear. So if a person, it's a tremendous chumr lahalacha, if a person only waits the amount of time that it takes to finish the parsha of Vahafta, he has to go back to the beginning. And when it comes to parsha of Vahoya, if a person waits only the amount of time it takes to complete the parsha of Vahoya, he has to go back to the beginning. Tremendous nafkamina lahalacha that would come out in the shita of the Pichadosh. So those are 3 days. The Rashba that holds just Shema to the Raisa, the Rashi and Ben Yainu will hold that the whole Behaftah is the Raisa, and the Shitas B'Chodesh have both Shema and Bahaya, have both Behaftah and Bahaya the Raisa. And the Shitas say Kiyosefer says a Peldik Chiddush. He wants to say that all the Parshas of Kriya Shema the Raisa, everything, even Vayomer. When we say Vayomer is not the Raisa, Vadi Tzis Mitzrayim is the Raisa. Just the question is that this specific parsha is the rice of mitzad the mitzvah of Krishma. Anyway, so the Kiyos Sefer says Avada, they're all the rice, but there's a difference. He says the only mitzvah chiyuv is the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Shem Elkein Shem Echad. Beyond that is just like Talmud Torah. He says the same about Talmud Torah. We know we discussed this last week that the Gemara Menachas Darshans from the Gemara Menachas Darshans from. The pasuk of Shema of Shachol Kamecha, that the only mitzvah chiyuvus of Kriya Shema, a person could kind of the mitzvah of Layomush was just learning Shema Babaika and Shema Be'erev. Beyond that is just the mitzvah chiyuvus. The only mitzvah chiyuvus of Kriya Shema of Talmud Torah is just Shema Erev Baiker. So too zok the Kriya Sefer, excuse me. When it comes to the mitzvah Kriya Shema, the only mitzvah chiyuvus of Kriya Shema is the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad. Beyond that, saying the parsha of Vahafta, saying the parsha of Vahoya, the completion, that's all bikiyumus. I could be mekayim that. It's optional. But the chiyuv is I'm on the chiyuv to get up every morning and say Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad and say every night Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad. Beyond that is just mitzvah chiyuv. It's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush l'halacha. And Aben Ozel, Bisazaman, is matmiya on him is matzvian him. He says, I don't understand something. Bish lama tamo tayir. The pasuk says, "Biosafta the ganecha." We pass the Rebbe Shimon Chai that says, "You're allowed to work. You're allowed to earn a living, and whatever extra time you have, you're mechuyev to learn." So the way we establish the mitzvah as a whole is that there's a mitzvah chiyuvus to learn every single morning and every single night, and beyond that is a mitzvah chiyuvus because you're allowed to live. But beyond that is a mitzvah chiyuvus. So how do we establish the chiyuvus? Chiyuvus is Shema Evavik. However, Krishma, if you're going to learn that all the parshas of Krishma are the right, that means you're saying when the Torah said B'shachuk Mecha in Vahaf, and when the Torah said B'shachuk Mecha in Vahaf, it was referring to the mitzvah of Krishma and that you're mechuyev to do it. So how do you divide it and say that part of its kumis, part of its chumis? B'shachuk Mecha, the Torah meant that all. The Torah is saying you're mechuyev to learn and it's optional to learn because there's B'shachuk Mecha. So how do we understand the combination of the Gita of Loyomosh and the Osafta Ganecha? We're saying that there's a chiyuvus of Shema Ebevaker, and then the rest is optional. But if you're understanding in Krishma that the Torah is referring to everything, so then how do you make it into a mitzvah chiyuvus? The Torah is saying with Shema Ebevaker that you have to say them all. How could the Kiyuvus say? It's a pelvic Kiyuvus, but I don't understand. A fifth Shita. It could be there's a fifth Shita in the mitzvah of Krishma. What's the Raisa? And that is the Shita Saramam, the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands Rama. If you look at the Rambam says basically, what are you kairim? That's the Rambam. You're kairim, shalish parshas eilu, v'hein shema v'hoim shema v'hoim. These three parshas. Okay, the Rambam says, makdim in likreis parshas shema v'nei sheyesh bo tzivri ayichud Hashem, v'ahavta, v'ahavosu, v'tamudoi, shulikar gadol. Then he says, you have to learn the parshas v'hoya, and then v'achakach parshas tzitzis. Shagam hi, yesh bo tzivri al tchiris kohanu. Rambam says, laning the parsha of Shema, V'hoya, and V'yomer, Al Seder Zeh, in the order of Shema, V'hoya, and Shemaya, is called the mitzvah Krishma. Zokto, Shohan, the smash of the Rambam, that all three parshas are nichlal in the mitzvah Nitzivri of Krishma, of Uvishach Gumech, V'lamatamayzom. Not just the parsha of Shema, V'hafta, and V'hoya, even the parsha of V'yomer. And he wants to say, he brings a bunch of rice, but he holds the Maisel HaLacha, that the Rambam holds that besides for Vayomer being a Chiv of Vaskar Sitzis Mitzrayim, which you have to be masked, and which the Gemara is Mavur from many places, that you can be masked with a different parsha, the mitzvah of Kriyas Vayomer every day is Nichlal in the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Why? Because the Rambam says that the parsha of Vayomer is related to Kriyashma. How is it related? Because there is a sphere of kol mitzvahs that exists in the parsha. Remember, that's nothing to do with sphere since it's a time. Titzis represents kol tar kula and the gatz tar kidashtim. So the concept of the tzibah of a yemen, which represents kol tar kula, is nichlal in the kabbalah zoch shemaim. So he's mevor in the ram. Lamaisa, if you look in the Avi Ezri, some of you saw it, I think. Pshach says that lamaisa there's a little bit of a steer over here. The Rambam in Perek Beis, two places in Perek Beis is Mashma, not so much like this. First of all, the Rambam says Hay Yashan, the person is sleeping, Mitarna say you may ear no say at shikra posik reshine, the canva elis im ansu, shina ain mitzaran isa. We saw the Gemara that you only mechuyev to wake somebody up if he's falling asleep to lay in the first pasuk, but not the rest of the parshas of Krishma. Rektiv Shach, if the Rambam holds that all three parshas are the Raisa, then what's the value of the first pasuk? Rambam's referring that all three parshas are the Raisa. She says you could say the Kesem Mishnah over there wants to learn that the Rambam's only saying that you don't have to be mechaven if you're falling asleep. But he says even if you're not being mechaven and you're saying it and falling asleep doesn't mean you don't say it at all. It just means you're not focused. He says if you're not focused, that means you're a misasik. And we know the halach of a misasik is that you're not as if you didn't do it at all. Mavur from Rabbeinu Yain and Brachas, a person misasik by Krishma, it's not the pshat that it's not telling the mitzvah sugya mitzvah shichas kavan or not. If you're misasik when you lane, you're not laning it at all. That's not doing it at all. And he brings another place. The Rambam says mavur that a person could be misasik by the other parshiyos of Krishma, and he cannot be misasik by the first pasuk. If the Rambam is saying, look, it sounds like he's saying the Aruch HaShulchan learning in the Rambam is that all three parshiyos of Krishma are the righteous, then why is the Rambam saying that you could be misasik by all the other parshiyos except for the first pasuk? What's the value of the first pasuk over the rest of Krishma? If they're all the righteous, they're all equally the righteous. How even what's the difference between them? Zokt Mpshach wants to hafel the gechidush. Wants to like this. Oh, and he asks another question. He says, in our Gemara, we saw the Gemara. The Gemara said there was a machlekes by Kafra. And Rav Shimon Rebbe. the Kafra said that by Krishma Rebbe, so I just wondered if he was Chayz Vagayim. Right, but Kafra says that Rebbe was Chayz Vagayim. He finished Krishma after Shir. He went and finished it. Shimon Rebbe said he didn't finish Krishma. Frekta, what's the machlokes? Obviously, you have to say that we were talking about after the Zman. No, the Shir and Rashi were like, it's also the Shir, Rebbe's Shir ended after the Zman Krishma. Because if it ended before the Zman Krishma, all he said was Shema Yisrael Shema Kenyan Shemecha. So even if Krishma is Darbanan, of course he was Chayz of a Gaimer. Of course he finished it. What's the discussion? Elamai, the Shir ended after Krishma. And once the Shir ended after Krishma, now the machlokes, if he still finishes up or not. So Shimon Rebbe said, no, he said it during, that's why he was Mahadra after a parasha had to sign, so he should say that. During the Shir, Bakapra said, no, that was the Bakapra held. But if it was still during the Zman, right, so of course it was Chayz Vagayim, but there's no makom for there to be a machlekes. So Zakr Pshach, so if it was after Zman, Zakr Pshach, what's the reason B'chal to be Chayz Vagayim? What's going on? What's the Pshach? You finish the Zman, Zman's over, there's no reason to. Zakr Hafel Degi said, he says, what's Krishma? How does Krishma work? Krishma works like this. The Krishma, as we know, is the concept of Kabbalah of Ma'at Shemayim. It's in Kabbalah Shemayim. So why the three parishes, or two parishes, whatever it is? What's the extension? What's parashas v'ahavta v'hayah v'yemer? Zokter kabbalos of shmai means shmai shol shemel kenu shemel chod after mikabel ol b'mach shmai. However, what does kabbalos ol b'mach shmai means? It means after I have to explain what I'm being mikabel. Parashas v'ahavta says I'm mikabel mitzvahs, lilmoid, lamed, and then v'yemer is an extension to the mitzvahs. There's an understanding of the mitzvahs through the parashas of tzitzis. This is all describing or further explaining what my Kabbalah of Ma'at Shemayim is. If I don't say it, I'm not Yotzei. They're all Daraisa. Everything's Daraisa because Dos Heis Kabbalah of Ma'at Shemayim. Being the Kabbalah saying the Boishim is Echad, is the Ebishna. And now, what does that entail? That entails Lomoy Lamit Mitzvah. That's what it entails. That's why I have to say the Pasha Bahaftim Bahoyah and Vayimir, and they're all part of the Daraisa. Zokta, but that would depend on whether you're in the Oinus or not. If you fall asleep, so now you're an Oinus, even if you don't say it at all, that doesn't felt, it doesn't lack in your Kabbalah. It lacks in your Kabbalah if you don't say it. If you say Shema, then you don't say what Shema is all about, so then you miss the whole boat. But if you fell asleep, if it was an accident, or if you weren't even Mechabit, if you weren't Mechabit, so you weren't Mechabit, but you said it. Here's the whole Maroch and the Ramban. That's Mashi. You don't need to be mechavin by the other. But only need mitzvah shechit kavan is only by the parsha of Shema. He says, why? Why don't I have mitzvah shechit kavan by the other parsha? Zokta, because it's not necessary. Why? Mitzvah shechit kavan is not necessary over here because all I have to do is explain what my Kabbalah was on, even if I don't understand what I'm saying. But there's a Kabbalah on something. So zokta pshat chapel fella. Rather than it would be understandable why a person could be mamshich right after his man. Because the Zman is just that my Kabbalah of Baruch Shemayim has to be Bezmanai, which means Shmai Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad has to be before Zman Krishma. But the Hemshich, the rest, is just explaining what my Kabbalah was. What did I do then? Begalim Afreya, what my Kabbalah was. If I lack that later, if I don't do it at all, if I bedafka don't do it, so then it's Megalim that I did nothing. If I fell asleep, if I was an angel, even if I did it after the Zman, then I don't lack anything, and the Kabbalah is Gevaldige Kabbalah. Comes like an unbelievable Chiddush LaHalacha, which is not the case LaHalacha in this Shabbat. It would come out that if a person is getting close to Zman Krishma, according to Abshach, a person just has to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad before this man, and he could be mamshit with the parsha of Yehaftim V'hoyah and V'yayimah after this man. L'chari, that's not halacha, because we pass in L'chadchil at all the parshas of the Rai, so you have to say everything before Krishma. There's a mavadag m'chudish tika Aruch HaShulchan by Hilchas Tefillah, where he wants to say that Tosis, there's a Gemara in Baruchas, the Gemara in Baruchas says that Bilam was mechavan, went to curse Klal Yisrael. He knew the exact time, the Shas cast of the Moshe. He knew when to tap into that moment to get the worst punishment of Klal Yisrael. Taisha asks, how did he say the whole Klal in that moment? Taisha says, no, he started at that moment, he was Mamshech afterwards. Zarach Shulchan wants to start from that. For Tefillah, if a person is coming close to his Mount Tefillah, he's allowed to just start. If he says the first Bracha or the beginning of Shema Esrei, it's enough, and the rest, so to speak, taps into that Mount Tefillah. So that's a tremendous, nobody else says it, halacha. It's a tremendous chiddush halacha, the Aruch HaShulchan by Hilchos Tefillah, that a person could only start and then everything goes bust to that. But even the Aruch HaShulchan is only referring to Eis Rachamim and Eis Kas and Eis Brigzon of the Bani Shalom. So you're trying to, well, you could tap into a special moment. Tefillah, Zman Tefillah, Chari has to do with the Zman as Man Ratzin. The Zman Tefillah is Zman Ratzin, but Krishma has nothing to do with Ratzin. Krishma is a din. A din is the Shaf Kima, the Shaf Shiva. So Chari, the Aruch HaShulchan will not apply it, but Lafid is a tremendous chiddush of Shach. That everything is just a gili on what your Kabbalah was. If Adam would pass a person to be Mamshech Krishma, even after this man, as long as the Potzik, Vishma Yisrael, Shalom, Kenyan, Shalom, the Ikka Kabbalah was done before this man, Krishma.